If your pay packet feels lighter at the moment, there's more evidence today that you are in good company. According to the Bureau of Statistics, wages growth is still flatlining in the quarter and up by just 2% over the year. The Australian dollar tumbled on the news. Peter Ryan is the ABC's senior business correspondent, and he joins me now. Peter, good morning. What does the latest official reading on wages tell us?
Well, Linda, wage growth was unchanged in the September quarter, growing by just 0.5% seasonally adjusted. But over the year, it's up to just 2%, and that's just up a tad from the previous record low of 1.9%. Now, the marginal increase in the quarter comes despite enterprise agreement increases, financial year wage reviews, and the Fair Work Commission's annual minimum wage increase. The Australian dollar fell on this soft news, down 0.5% to 75.9 US cents in late morning trade.
Okay, and also today, of course, we've had the result of the same-sex marriage survey, but there's continuing uncertainty about the dual citizenship crisis for MPs as well, and you've been talking to the former Labor Prime Minister Paul Keating about that.
Yes, well, I gave it a bit of a go, Linda, and Mr Keating was speaking last night at an event hosted by CEDA, the Committee for the Economic Development of Australia. Mr Keating was talking on his pet topics, his legacy as a reformist treasurer with Bob Hawke in the 1980s, the rise of China, the internet and threats to the distribution of wealth and income. Now, Mr Keating is known for his direct and robust feedback to journalists, and he acknowledged that he had a captive political audience. So on that basis, I attempted to ask him about the big political issue, the dual citizenship crisis rocking the government, and whether that was damaging Australia's stability in the eyes of the world. I wanted to pose a question that maybe might get some feedback from you. It's in relation to the dual citizenship saga
Look, I'm not there to feed your news channel, okay? I just don't care about it.
But given that we've had 27 years of continuous economic growth, what are your concerns about the way that the world is viewing Australia at the moment, given those concerns about certainty? Do you see any issues there at all?
I don't think it would have captured much of the world's attention, to be honest. Look, all of these things, the status of a member of parliament in the legislature and, of course, the status of a member in the executive government does matter. You know, whether the decisions of the government are legitimate because the person making them may not be eligible to be even a member of parliament. Of course, all this matters. And these issues arise. But, you know, I'm trying to lift you guys to a higher plane tonight. You know? It's always a struggle, I know.
The former Prime Minister Paul Keating speaking in Sydney last night, responding to a question from the ABC's Peter Ryan, who's here with me. Just quickly, Peter, Paul Keating might not see dual citizenship as an issue, but he might be on his own there.
Well, the citizenship saga is a headline in Westpac's Consumer Sentiment Index out today, and Westpac's chief economist cites the saga as a major issue adding to economic uncertainty engulfing the country at the moment.
Okay, thanks very much, Peter Ryan, the ABC's senior business correspondent.